Hula Hoops, Quavers, Monster Munch Behaviour, Frazzle Space Raiders, Babies and Potatoes. Crisp War.
So here we are, the last round. How are you, kid?
I'm right, kid. You right?
I can't. It's been a while. It's been a while.
We've been lazy, man. We've been busy.
Life is life. La 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 la. I don't even know who sung it. You're right. Dead quick, dead tangenty. Crisp Wars and all that, but fuck it. Prince. Who knew about Prince?
Yeah, everyone in the world.
Did they really? What a fucking legend that little midget dead man is.
Wait. So I saw your tweet when you said you hadn't listened to Prince and you listened to Purple Rain, was it, right?
Yeah, changed my life.
That was serious. You never listened to Prince?
We've all heard the singles, but a single does not a man make. You've got to listen to an album to get a proper feel of the time and the place, and you know, in not just the place physical, the place mental. So I'm looking when all these albums of his are released, and he was busy in the 80s, wasn't he?
Yeah, you got to listen to Sign of the Times.
I will. I fucking will. Change my life. Anyway.
Do you know what his favourite crisps were?
I think so. I think on his deathbed, as he was dying, because that's what you tend to do on your deathbed, he said, "The real McCoys."
He said, "Give me some watsies, you sexy motherfuckers."
"I want all of them. Thai sweet chicken."
All right, Crisp Wars.
Crisp Wars. So the last of the, these aren't the quarterfinals, these are the last 16. So this is the last matchup of the last 16. Very quickly before we discuss these crisps, the quarterfinals, we're going to tell you, we've done the draw already using a random generator. We're going to publish it at the end of this show. And we're going to put all of them out at once for you to vote on. So your fingers are going to be bleeding. I've got blisters on my fingers. So, and then we will have a semi-final episode. We'll have a quarter-final episode, a semi-final episode on both podcast feeds. And then the final will be on the brand new This and That podcast. You've already written the song.
Yeah, I've forgotten it now.
So, write a better one. I'm sure that's what McCartney and Lennon did. I've just written a song. I've forgotten it now. I'll just write a better one.
Fuck off, Ringo.
Sit in the corner, Ringo, and play with your drums. Right. So, Monster Munch Pickled Onion versus the Real McCoy's Ridge Cut Thai Sweet Chicken.
Did you have any trouble getting these crisps?
No, these are both multi-pack in all the main supermarkets. Boom. Oh, why are yours green or blue?
Oh, it's the colour, isn't it? Same as yours, isn't it?
Oh
it might be my camera.
Yeah, it's your camera. Mine looks more green.
Yeah, they're the same.
Is that you wearing a blue or a green top then? I've opened from the bottom. First thing I've pulled out is a Mankey crisp.
Funny enough, I've got one of them.
Maybe you get a free one. Oh, these might be Crisp Brothers. Crisp Brothers.
Had you ever had these before?
No. Oh, the flavour comes after the crisp. Now, Boston White, a notorious vegetarian, said these were the crisps to end all crisps.
Right. Well, they got a decent flavour. I'm looking at the crisp science. They are potato based.
I do like a potato based crisp, I'll be honest with you.
Ah. It's like a, when you think about McCoy's, you think about strong flavour. Like strong salt and vinegar, strong cheese and onion. You know, they're an alpha crisp. They're an alpha crisp.
Ugh, look at the size of that one.
Oh, that's a big one. But these are like sensation type flavours, aren't they? Like Walker's Sensation.
I don't know if we've both got the coronavirus. Because Stuart had them Brannigans the other day that you sent up. And he can remember the back of his nose getting burnt by the mustard taste. He said it was very mild, like these. Although, I'm getting a kick at the back of my throat now, an enjoyable little chilly heatwave kick.
There's definitely a little kick to them. I don't like these flavors. I don't like flavors like this. I don't like sensation type crisps. I don't like them, but like kettle chips and stuff like that. This is not a fun crisp for me. I want my crisps to be fun, especially now I'm an adult.
I'd have these in a bowl for when the millers come round for a chippy tea. Next to the nuts.
That's what I mean. It's not like a fun crisp. But these kind of flavours, right, they're like the Coldplay and the U2 of crisps. Like boring, unimaginative type. Just, yeah, no fun.
So what are Monster Munch then? Are these like the Weather Girl of crisps?
No, I mean, these are the fucking daddy, aren't they? Let's be honest.
Well, I've told you about me Monster Munch sandwiches that I used to eat back in the day.
Yeah.
You can make a nice butty with three of these. Just fold a nice bit of white bread, loads of butter on it, three crisps in the middle, bang, fold over, there's your dinner. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had these for such a long time. Actually tastes of pickled onion.
It's a top three crisp, isn't it? I would imagine for a lot of people it's in their top five. I mean, when I look through the comments on the voting, obviously there's people that picked Thai Sweet Chicken, McCoy's. But I don't think anyone particularly slagged off the pickled onion. No, they didn't say, you know, it's not a good crisp, it's a poor crisp. Like, I think it's generally, I mean, this is a bit like David Bowie, isn't it? Everyone likes it.
Look, right, I was going to put through the Thai chicken when I tasted it. Until I tasted this, because I haven't had Monster Munch for years.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I spent the best pickled onion flavour. You can get the Space Raiders. They don't quite come as close as this, but... Ah, oh, so good. So good.
I mean, baked, not fried. I like that.
Well, no potato in it, though, is it? No.
No.
It doesn't matter. It tastes incredible.
Another shout-out to Sinead. From the Mickey Waffle podcast over in Ireland. They have blown me mind because you want a Crisp Wars meetup at any time. They've only got a fucking potato-based theme park over there.
Potato park.
Oh, would you like some potatoes with your potatoes? Are you coming on the potato coaster? Aye, I will that. Oh, I'll have a wee cup of tea. Would you like a potato? Yes. So, she's actually, out the goodness of her heart, sending us a selection, a wide and varied selection of Irish crisps. And so, I'm going to post some down to you, and we will taste them. And we will have a European cup, if you will, of Crisp Wars.
Yeah, all right.
So, I mean... God forbid there's any Germans out there or Spaniards or French who want to send us some of their crisps. Hit us up. We could have a proper European cup of crisp wars. American crisps are shit.
Yeah, they are. The trouble with I lived in Spain for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And the crisps are like, they have like Lay's, don't they?
Yeah.
That's like the big kind of, that's just like what? Like a Walker's, isn't it?
Like salted.
Just like an averagey kind of thing.
But that's what you want. That's what you want with your ice cold beer when you're baking in the sun. A nice bit of salt.
No, true. But I can tell you what, I could go a bag of these pickled Monster Munch of a beer. No problem. So let's look at the voting. What did you think when we drew the match?
Yeah.
What was your gut on it? Your magic gut?
My magic gut, which is always wrong, which means it's right, was that the Thai chicken would win because it's a classier crisp. But so therefore my head is saying the Monster Munch pickle Monster Munch. So I was shocked when I seen a lot of love coming in for the Thai chicken.
Yeah, there was.
I suspect it might be a bit closer than what we think.
Well, I thought this would be the most one-sided match we'd had. Right? I mean, the only reason the Thai sweet chicken went in there was because there was two or three people that asked for it. So, right, it's going to go in there. But yet, at one point on my Twitter poll, they took the lead.
Wow.
Because I think I remember sending you a message but I can't believe what's happening here. Do you want to know the result?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my vote is, well, I won't know. I'm going to vote because I think there's a winner. It's not a tie. So I'm going to vote for Pickle Monster Munch.
All right, I'm going to vote. Well, I don't really vote, but I'm going to have one vote as well because I love them. So, and that'll be Pickled Onion. But, Pickled Onion won, right? But it's not the landslide that I thought it'd be. It is a fairly comprehensive win. Pickled Onion Monster Munch got 39 votes.
Yeah.
But Thai Sweet Chicken McCoy's got 23, so a fairly respectable turnout for them.
Yeah. And there was a lot of feedback on this one, a lot of interactivity within the chat. So I expected more votes, to be honest. It was down on the last round. Maybe people are getting a bit blasé. They thought, I don't have to vote. You always have to vote. It's democracy, man. That's how we ended up with
Brexit. Yeah, it was a
little
bit down. I mean, that's like 60 votes. It's a little bit down, but it could have been the match-up. I mean, if you see, like myself, if I see a one-sided thing, sometimes I don't bother with it. So it could be that. But Pickled Onion Monster Munch, they are through to the quarters.
Boom! So, go on then. You did the quarterfinal draw.
All right, yeah, I've done the quarterfinal draw. I've got it in a graphic, right? But because I'm like an idiot, it doesn't look very good, but I'll still just put it out anyway and I'll send it to Craig so he can put it out.
Yeah.
But it sort of works, you'll see it. But so, yeah, we're going to, after this podcast is out and stuff, we're going to put out all four of the quarterfinals, you know, in separate polls so people can get voting. I don't know how long we'll give it, 3 or 4 days maybe? So you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, we'll get it banged out.
Yeah, if there's a crisp there that you haven't tried or haven't had for a long time, you have time to go and get it. We still haven't had any pictures of people buying their crisps.
Buying crisps.
Really, really want to see that. Yeah. And like, no one took us up on the offer. If you video yourself telling your local shopkeeper about crisp wars, or just saying, crisp wars as you
crisp
buy your crisps.
Crisp
wars. Crisp wars, motherfucker.
Crisp
You
wars.
Can come on.
Yeah, Sainsbury's, it's a little Al Baig serving you. Crisp wars. That'll be £1.24. Crisp wars? Just say crisp
wars. There you go, crisp wars. There you go, crisp wars.
I'm going to pay you with my contactless payment behind this visor, and I've got my mask on, motherfucker. Crisp wars.
Just like that. Do it just like that. If you do that, you can come on.
Yeah.
You can come on for the quarterfinals. Yeah. Hey. All right.
Or if you want to get in a bath of crisps.
Oh, yeah.
That'd hurt. Yeah. Imagine all the salt. Ooh.
Well, you'd have to be very careful about what type of crisp you picked. You could do it with Wotsits. Any of the puff crisps, you'd probably be quite safe.
Quite comfortable, in fact.
Yeah, maybe. All right, quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Right, quarterfinal one is Nice and Spicy Knickknacks versus Skips.
Okay, I've got me winner.
Quarterfinal two is Salt and Vinegar Discos versus Dorito Chili Heatwave.
Oh, got me winner.
Quarterfinal three is Beef Monster Munch versus Frazzles.
Oh, I've got that's a meat one there. Meat sweats, that one.
Another battle of the beef. And the last one, quarterfinal four, is Pickled Onion Monster Munch up against Salt and Vinegar Squares. I think that's a big one.
Oh, that's the final everyone wanted.
Oh, one of them's going.
That's Chelsea versus friggin' whoever they're playing, Man United.
Yeah. But I mean, there's some good draws there.
Yeah.
Ones that I would assume would be one-sided, but I've learned with Chris Balls never to assume.
I don't know. I know Paul Brill's a listener, going off on a tangent, and he's in Scotland. I'm sure Scotland do a lot of weird shit up there. They have, like, morning rolls, and they have scotch pies, and they have loads of whiskey.
That's not weird, those. Scotch pies are banging.
Oh, they are banging, yeah. But they're only local to Scotland, really. The Scotch pies in England are not worth a carrot. Sausage slices, who has sausage squares? Mm. You know, white pudding, black pudding, fruit pudding, all that. So, and I love it all. I eat it all. Maybe they do a haggis crisp in Scotland, Paul. We're looking at you. If you want Ireland versus Scotland, Battle of the Celts. Boom.
Yeah, where's the Welsh crisps at? Let's get like a home nations thing going.
Sheep arsehole flavoured crisps.
Oh, that's my favourite.
Right. Fucking banging.
Well, I think that's the, anyway, that's a quarter's done. We'll bang up the polls later today. I've got a few bits to do, but
Yeah.
Once it's out and everything, we'll do that. And you get plenty of time to vote, and then when we're free, we'll record the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Crisp Wars.
If anyone wants to write us a song, just like, or the Crisp Wars calendar.
Oh, my God.
Just like people holding bags of crisps in
war. I did have an idea, and I tried it, right, and I ended up deleting it because it was quite embarrassing. I tried to make a little bit of music to sort of drop in it. And do you remember Nate Dogg, who was like a singer that with like all the hip hop stars? So he would like sing hooks and stuff on Snoop's records, Warren G's stuff. Well, he's got an iconic little verse, and he just goes, "Smoke weed every day."
You must I've heard that one. Yeah.
So I did it to some Snoop beats. Eat crisps every day. But it sounded shit, so I deleted it.
I tell you, if you did eat crisps every day, you'd be a 46-inch waist very quickly, I think.
Yeah, you're not the best for you.
You don't eat crisps every day.
I don't know. Just most days. Eat crisps every day.
Eat crisps every day. I'll go higher.
Yeah, you can't get too high.
Eat crisps every day. Oh, yeah. God bless him. Right.
Okay.
Go lick a crisp.
Eat crisps every day.
Reaching inside a crisp bag and pulling out all the crumbs. I'm licking them off my fingers and licking them off my thumb. When the bag is nearly empty and all of the crumbs are gone, I'll have to open up another bag until I've finished all of them as well. I like eating crisps, oh yes I do. I put them in my mouth and I start to chew. I like eating them inside my bed and in the bath as well, yeah. I like eating crisps when I'm on my own. I like like eating crisps when I'm on the phone. Except for when I fancy something else, like, I don't know, some Ron Victor or something. La 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 la
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.